shamelessly pandering to our target demographic. This is the Rick Emerson Show.
Faggot, my fart. Freaking faggot, I almost had you. Considering you guys scored the whole time,
I'm the best.
Who's the best?
You guys suck.
You suck.
You suck, dude.
You suck. 18 kills?
I'm way better than you.
That guy had the sword the whole time, and he got 25, and we were almost right there on his ass.
I got the most medals. I'm the best.
You didn't.
I got the most medals.
No, you didn't. You got 13, the other got 18.
I got the most medals, dude. Look at it.
Dude, that guy didn't kill me one time with that sword.
503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. There you go. From the annals of Xbox history. All right. Yeah, you can email whatever you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. We're here with Scott Daly from filmfever.org. Jolie from Corporate Accounts Payable here for an extended, like an extended remix of Jolie today here. You were reviewing some stuff today.
Yeah, I'm reviewing the new Bruce Willis flick, Hostage, as well as Robots.
No, I heard.
The creators of Ice Age.
No, I heard they're both terrible.
They're both, well, Robots is okay. It's fun. It's a fun film. But Hostage, surprisingly, was really good.
Willis action film?
Yeah, but it's not your typical, you know, Striking Distance type action
film. Striking Distance.
You know, it's actually a really good, really suspenseful thriller. They do a really good job with the film. Bruce Willis pulls it off.
Well, we'll do a full review here in just a short while, and we'll also do, we've had a couple requests from people to do another installment of Making a Scene.
Oh.
And Making a Scene, of course, where if you can act out a scene or a substantial set of dialogue from a film, you will win something exciting and worthless from Max Knife Ted. Are we actually giving away matches?
I can't believe you've never noticed that.
Well, I don't ever see the so-called prize pack.
No, that's something you have to win.
You have to win.
You have to win a book of matches.
Because I'm over there. Well, there's a winner sheet every time we give something away here. Kyle fills out a little form so that, you know, so that we don't have impersonators trying to fraudulently win matches. But there's that little winner sheet where we put your name and your phone number or whatever, and we put the front desk. And then the top of it lists what the prize is, like a trip to Bend or a ski resort or an Xbox or whatever. But this one...
What prize sheets are you reading?
Well, I mean, when we used to have things. And then But I'm looking at the prize sheet just now for that thing we gave away last hour for the person who gave correctly identified the Star Wars thing. And literally it says...
One-size-fits-all t-shirt.
Max 910 prize pack featuring a t-shirt and a book of matches.
The value, $20 itself.
For tax purposes.
So there you go. So we do have some movie passes, though. So be thinking about it. A little while here, about 10 minutes or so, we'll do Making a Scene. So if you can call up and if you can act out all or a substantial part of a scene from a film by yourself, you'll win some film passes from Scott Daly and filmfever.org. I know that Jolie, before we roll the top five, I know that Jolie had a comment you wanted to make about video games and video gaming.
I was listening to it earlier before I got here. I just don't understand why aren't these people, like, in Iraq on the front lines? I mean, come on.
Well, because they're fat. I mean, that does...
They're fat? They're not fat. They're fat, like, really skinny.
And or spindly. That's the thing.
But they're skinny, but packed with, like, Mountain Dew.
Yes. You know, they're like me. They're what scientists call a thin, fat person. That's where I'm just skin and fat.
It's really sad.
Okay. Well, I'm glad for your sympathy. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So just... I'll file that away. All right, shall we do this? Now, we've been putting this off for a while.
And we're missing... Are you okay?
Sorry.
What the hell was that?
That was my chair hitting the... Never mind.
All right, so we've been putting this off for a while, and we're missing our honorable mention. Is that right?
I
believe was going
to
be
the
Vandals.
You didn't tell me to bring in my Christmas CD.
I thought it was in your desk. I guess I thought that we just kept all our Christmas stuff here all the time. Well, that's not important. But
okay.
So we compiled this top five, and I forget why, but I put this top five together a while back, and then the day that I was going to do it was a really terrible day for some reason. I forget why, Like somebody had a tumor or something, and it didn't seem right. And so I saw it sitting around, and we decided to just screw it. We got to get it done. So this is the top five. The top five most depressing songs ever recorded right here on the
five,
Rick Emerson Show.
4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do. Counting is ecstasy. I love to count, don't you?
All right, now, honorable mention on this list, and in a way I'm glad we don't have it because it really is almost too depressing to even listen to. It's a song called, I believe it's called Hang Myself from the Christmas Tree. It's a song that Sarah brought in by the Vandals. And it's on the, it's on the Oi to the World CD. And it's actually...
It's called I'll Hang Myself from the Tree.
It's actually so depressing that we've never made it all the way through to the end.
No, I don't want to hear the end ever. Ever. No, because we were playing it. I'm like, Rick, you should listen to this song. You know, it's talking about this guy who...
Who's alone and sad on Christmas.
And he has nobody to write any letters to or give presents to.
And I thought it'd be sort of depressing in like a wacky Weird Al kind of way.
Not so much.
And it's actually so depressing. It's like a 7-minute song, and at about the 4-minute mark...
No, you hear him climbing up a ladder.
you hear the squeaking as he's putting the rope over the tree.
And I could not even turn it off.
That's awesome.
Which I know sounds like a big tease, because now everybody's going to want us to play it, but I'm telling you, you don't want to hear it.
It is horrible.
So that's actually not on the list, which is probably just as well. These are the five most depressing songs ever recorded. Number five, The Cure.
Pictures of You.
You know, Robert Smith could make any song depressing.
What's that?
Robert Smith can make any song depressing.
Oh, yeah. If I was a lesser man, I could do some morning show bit about that, about, you know.
Zippity doo-dah, zippity,
you know.
It's very good, by the way.
Man, I spent so many hours locked in my bedroom as a teenager. Because teenager boys only have two modes, right? Anger, well, horniness, I guess. And anger, and then just like abject black, kill everyone, then yourself, depression. And for that, there's really only two things to listen to. There's The Cure and there's Black Sabbath. And that's it. And I used to do like some sort of musical speedball. I would alternate one and then the other. Black Sabbath, Cure. Black Sabbath, Cure. Kill everyone, kill self. Kill everyone, kill self.
Did you wear makeup and have that funny hairdo?
No, I wasn't a
guy. I can see you laying on your bed crying, smearing black lipstick on yourself.
Looking like Brandon Lee. No, I wasn't a goth. I mean, I had a lot of goth friends and a lot of, you know, whatever. But I
have a lot of friends now that used to be gothic, which is just strange. They'd tell me about how they shaved half of their heads and
totally,
and wore just white makeup.
See, you all should have had a little bit of Duran Duran growing up.
Yeah, okay. You're like one of those Jesus people where the answer to everything is God. The answer to everything to you is Duran Duran.
I don't know what to say. It's...
Boy. Disintegration. And it's
what a great album.
I mean, and from front to back, this whole album is depressing.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, this has got, it's got Love Song, it's got Fascination Street, you know, it's got all that. All right. These are the five most depressing songs ever recorded. Number four, Harry Chapin.
Oh.
Cats in the Cradle.
Love
this song. Kills me every
single because you've got a kid,
time.
Too, so.
Oh. Do you cry, you mean?
Yes. We all know this song, right?
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, man.
Trying to write just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk
while I was away.
Are you away too long, Scott?
No, I'm not away.
Scott, don't you wish instead of being here, you should be at home with your child? You know, your child's at home without you right now. These are moments you could be spending with Cooper. Instead, you're here. He's at home weeping tears of bitter rejection.
You know whatever.
Shut the hell up right now.
Oh,
this is such
this
a sad song.
It kills me every time.
No, it's depressing. And not depressing in a wacky way. It's just sad.
Well, you know,
let's see if we can make sections of the audience kill themselves.
Being a father and being a son, I mean, it gets you from both sides, this song does.
Maybe we can trigger some suicide to the audience with this.
Please turn it off.
That's okay.
He walked away, but his smile never said,
I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you.
This is the same guy who did WOLD, which we played last week. Yeah, Harry Chapin songs were all Kill Yourself songs. He has another song, Taxi Ride or whatever, by the guy who picks up his old high school flame, and he's a cab driver, and she's moved on.
That's awesome.
And he's like a hack.
That is terrible.
Yeah, and I'll play it next week. He picks
no,
her up.
No, don't.
She's moved on, and she's successful and married, and he's like a cab driver at 3 a.m.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he killed her.
Yeah, and then he kills her and buries her in a shallow grave. And he binds her, you know, and he's the BTK killer.
And it said with a smile,
what I'm feeling like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys.
See you later.
Okay, we have to, we don't have to listen to all the rest of them all the way through, but this, we have to get to the final stanza.
No,
on this.
No, we don't, Rick. Come on.
Rick, what is wrong with you?
Well, Scott's here. I'm going to see if I can make him cry.
When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then.
See, the thing is, not having kids, I'm immune to the power of this song.
Yeah, because whenever I talk to Cooper on the phone, he goes, Daddy, when are you coming home?
Oh.
You better make sure to play this song for him when he gets a little bit older.
Shut up.
So that he knows.
Okay, wait, hold on. Hold on.
Oh.
Here's the final, the ironic part.
I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said I'd like to see you.
If I can find the time.
You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. If it's sure nice talking to you.
And then the horrible realization.
And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like
me. Yeah.
That is awful. So what's the moral, Scott? What do you learn from this?
This song should be burned. All masters destroyed.
We're counting down the top five most depressing songs ever recorded. Number three.
He said, I'll
you.
Love you.
Oh, my God.
Do you know the song, He Stopped
yes.
Loving Her Today?
She told him.
I'm so glad I'm not premenstrual.
This is George Jones. Now, for those who don't know,
as the years went slow.
This is George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. Now, I don't know if we'll have time to play the whole thing, but the whole kind of gimmick of the song
kept her picture
is that
on his wall.
The woman leaves him, and he, you know, the friends keep saying, well, you'll stop loving her someday. You'll get over her someday. And, of course, he does at the end when he dies.
He still
the friend is like, he stopped loving her today. And it's like as they're carrying him to the grave.
Hoping she'd come.
This was a poor idea.
It's the best top five.
Yeah, man, you're bringing us all down.
Kept some letters by his bed.
Thanks for bringing down my Duran Duran high, by the way.
Kept his letters from 1962.
He had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to
you're
see
evil.
Just
hear that laugh.
Look at him, he's cackling.
I know.
Oh, but I didn't. No
care. See, because he went to see him in the funeral.
All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years.
So you don't know he's dead yet until
he stopped loving her today.
Oh, sweet, sweet death could end his pain.
Hear your audience dropping one by one.
Soon they'll carry him away.
He stopped loving her today.
He stopped loving her.
Counting down the five most depressing songs ever recorded.
You're
number
having
two.
A ball, aren't you, Rick?
Circus is falling down on its knees.
Counting crows. Raining in Baltimore.
Rumbling down.
Sarah just got a text message from somebody saying it's a Friday sunny afternoon. Why in the name of God?
No one's around. And a phone call. I need a raincoat.
I have a pain right here.
I actually had a girl dump me one time while this was on the stereo. It was a total coincidence. I don't think she planned it that way.
Although she totally did.
She was like dumping me, and just as she's like, so anyway, and then I'm dumping you, and I never want to see you again. And this like came up on the stereo right as she's going, and I knew the worst boyfriend ever.
Did she dump you in person or on the phone?
No, it was in person, but this was like right there, just like the soundtrack. Do you remember those moments where the breakup or the fight is happening, and it's like God's giving you a soundtrack at that moment?
Yeah.
Counting down the five most depressing songs.
I can't even handle this next one.
Ever recorded.
Is it what I think it is?
Yes. Yes.
I thought so. Yeah.
This is what got me the day he died. I started bawling when this video came on
VH1. This video just killed me.
Johnny Cash hurt.
Seeing these two people who loved each other so much and they're both dead singing to each other.
And the video of the Cash Museum all dusty and closed.
And the fruit rotting and him at the end holding onto the edge of the piano that looks like a casket. All the pain.
I mean, the original Nine Inch Nails version is depressing enough.
This is a rare case, though, where the cover is better than the original.
This is Johnny Cash's song.
Because I love that Nine Inch Nails version of it. The old
familiar. And his voice just shaking. Try to kill it
all away. Happy Friday. But I remember
everything. Yeah, this is a great guy.
We should do this top five every Friday. We should totally do
that. I feel like I'm ready to cry. This is horrible.
We should end every week with a terribly depressing song. Everyone. We should totally play that Vandal song next Friday.
We should listen to it all the way through, you think?
Yeah, this email says, Rick, considering the misfits and social outcasts that make up a large portion of your audience, perhaps this wasn't the best thought out top five idea. I wonder how many listeners are rocking on the floor in a fetal position, suckling the end of a gun right now.
Making their cocktail, their final cocktail.
This email just says, kill me. Kill me now. Kill me. Kill me now. Here's another one. I'm alone and I'll die all alone, Rick. And we're laughing.
The funniest thing ever.
How about this one? Thanks, Rick. I'm going on a shooting rampage. I have a gun right now. Guess what local radio station I'm starting at? Love the show, a-hole.
I think I need to go.
Thanks, Rick. Sources say it started with a radio bit. Ended with a bloodbath of carnage. Oh, good Lord. And I didn't break out the Smiths. Someone else. I am still right here. All right, then. We'll be back after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Max 910. Happy Friday. My sweetest. Back after this.
I will let you down. I will make you.
call. In Portland, it's 503-535-9100. Outside Portland, it's 1-877-535-9100.
I'm sorry, Corey.
Also email him at rick@rickemerson.com.
Scott Daly's on the phone blubbering to his child right now.
You're so mean.
No, it's cute.
He totally is.
He's out of the home and goes, I love you, Cooper. That's cute.
Daddy loves you, Cooper.
Good times. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. Dynamite coming up at noon, like, it's the three world-famous Phil Henry Show at 7. Rick, last week, Sarah's 8 o'clock topic on NRK was dead lead singers. That put me in such a great mood for the rest of the day. To make it even better, I think all the singers had killed themselves.
Yeah, we actually did a bunch of research and kind of let people know how they really went out.
F-Matt with tear-stained Kleenex.
This F-Matt is brought to you by Barfly Magazine.
That's the best top five ever. I think we ought to do that every Friday.
I'll bring in the Vandals. And I also have this band, The Good Life, that has some depressing lyrics in it.
No, it's fantastic. We'll play that. Yeah, the Vandals thing, too. Rick, the voices said I had to stay home and clean all the guns today. I think if you really dig, you'll find that Johnny Cash recorded that song after he died. Rick, all work is ceased and we've run out of Kleenex at the office. I'm going to go kill myself now. What else? Dude, Johnny Cash is my hero. I'm a grown man and I'm bawling like an infant. Thanks for making my Friday. Okay. It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-533-5900. Sarah's got one, too.
I just got one, too. Oh, my God, you guys are killing me. I just got a call from my friend, and her boyfriend broke up. She's moving out. They've been together 10 years.
She stopped loving him today.
Yes, she did.
That was so bad.
The best part was how the guy emailed about how he was sobbing, and we all just immediately burst into, I'm going to die old and alone. Immediately all burst into laughter. Oh, we're terrible people.
Oh, we know we're going to be there with him.
It's so true. All right. Well, we've got... Are these calls about the top five? Okay, so we'll get these. And here's what I'm going to do right now. We're going to give the call to action. It is 503-535-9100. We're here with Scott Daly from filmfever.org. Have you composed yourself enough to be able to speak?
I'm fine.
All right. Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can just...
She realizes that since, you know, him and his father weren't close, that that same relationship developed with him and his son. It's a little sad if you think about it. That makes you kind of tear up.
All right, we're going to do another installment of Making a Scene. Here's the thing. You've got passes to what? To Sahara?
Sahara, yes.
All right, so if you are able to call up and act out all or a large part of a film scene by yourself, you'll score a pair of... You score a pair of tickets to Sahara. So here's what you do. Pick up the phone and call this number. Thank you. 503-535-9100. 503-535-9100. At some point, we just quit pretending to be a morning show, and we just sort of became one. It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. If you get on the air and you can act out all or a large part of a film scene by yourself, you will win a pair of passes to Sahara. It's Rick Emerson's Making a Scene.
Yes.
Thank you. So we'll do those here in just a moment, and I'll get these calls. Now, Scott, you've seen Robot and Hostage.
Yes,
seen
Robots and Hostage.
What's
and,
the word?
The word is Robots is decent. It's not great. It has a huge talent, the voice talent, with Ewan McGregor and Halle Berry, Greg Kinnear, Robin Williams, Amanda Bynes. It's about a robot who conspires to be better. You know, he wants to be a better robot. In his life, and it's a fun movie. It's cute. It's nothing great. It's not memorable. I walked out of the theater not remembering any of the characters' names. So, it's from the creators of Ice Age, who a few years ago, the 20th Century Fox kind of saw what Pixar was doing and kind of decided to do their own version of it. I really enjoyed
Ice Age. It's all CGI.
Okay. The animation is fantastic. The action is really good. Storyline, not so much. And Robin Williams was enjoyable, but you can't help but compare his performance to that of the genie in Aladdin. Who he was very fun.
That's
and
his
very
high watermark.
Oh,
Aladdin.
Totally. This one, very, very subdued, very low key.
All right.
Yeah, so Robots is okay.
But Hostage, though, you give a thumbs up to.
Hostage, I gave a really big thumbs up to. I was very surprised at how much I enjoyed Hostage. The director is, well, I don't remember what his name was. I did come prepared last night. Today.
Sorry,
I had to run around last night. But he actually is the director of video games, which is unusual. And but he really pulled this film off. It was a very suspenseful, very well done film. Bruce Willis is a police chief in a little town in Southern California, who's a failed hostage negotiator from L.A. And he has one last hurrah as a hostage negotiator. It doesn't go so well. He retires, becomes a police chief in a little small town, and a random break-in to this huge house in the hills of Southern California turns into this really serious hostage situation. And it gets, and somehow Bruce Willis's family gets involved. And it's very, very well done, very surprising, lots of action, very suspenseful. I'm not going to compare it to Die Hard. I'm seeing a lot of reviews of people comparing it to Die Hard.
I was going to ask how similar it was to The Negotiator with Kevin
Spacey. You know what? I didn't really like The Negotiator.
And Sam Jackson.
I wasn't very impressed with The Negotiator. Right. So it's better than The Negotiator as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
But Bruce Willis really pulls off this film, and most of the other actors are all unknown. Kevin Pollak is in it. That's really about it. So that's another thing I really liked about it. It's nice to see fresh talent in a really, really good action thriller. I really recommend it.
Excellent.
It was great.
Is there any nakedness? Does Bruce get
Bruce
naked at all?
It's not Color of Night.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's take a phone call here. A full-time listener.
It's Best here on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? I got a little movie to do for you.
Yes. All right, so you're gonna do a little making a scene. So this is where if you can act out all or part of a film scene by yourself, you want a pair of passes.
No, I think I could do it.
All right, what do you got? What are you going to do?
Do a little good little hunting.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll reserve judgment.
No, it's all right.
All right, what scene are you going to do?
Depends on the scene.
At the dog track.
All right, okay.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Nice.
Yeah, I'm Irish Catholic. What do you think? How many? Well, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. What, like 5, 7, 8? How many? 12. You do not. Swear to God, you're looking at number 13 right here. Do you know the names? Do I? Of course I know the names of my brothers. What are the names? Mocky, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Mikey, Davey, Timmy, Tommy, Joey, Robbie, Johnny, and Brian.
That's great.
Do it again. Mocky, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Mikey, Davey, Timmy, Tommy, Joey, Robbie, Johnny, and Brian. And Willie. Will? Nah, Will. That's my scene.
Are
That's
you
awesome?
Are
buddy.
You?
Bestie, I'm so proud.
Are you married?
Am I married?
Yeah.
No.
This is why.
You've met Best before, right?
I have.
That was fantastic.
So I've been waiting to use that line.
Very good. Yes.
All right, congratulations, my friend. Got a pair of passes to Sahara.
Crappy movie.
Yeah, which people are lining up for it already.
Now,
yeah, they're
on,
camped
Sarah.
Out for it.
Right.
Oh, I thought you said it was
all right, hold on. Put you on hold there. All right, it's 5035. We have a guy who purportedly is going to do Gollum and Smeagol.
All right.
So we'll see. It's 503-535-9100 if you can act at all or part of a film scene. That's pretty impressive what he just did
that
right there.
That was good. He even did the accent, too, which I liked.
You'll win a pair of tickets to Sahara. Let's get a couple of these calls. Ethan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up? Ethan.
Me? Oh, hey, I didn't hear that part.
Yes, what's up, brother?
There's a little gap in the airplane there.
Yeah, there's a little thing. When I answer the phone, it goes...
There's a
little
sign. Okay.
What's up?
Okay, well, anywho, I think I'm going to go cry now. I actually called in before you did the call to action. So
yes.
I was calling about the,
about the top
song.
Five. I think we're going to make this an every Friday feature.
Oh, that'll be great.
No.
Dude, anything from Alice in Chains off of the Dirt album.
Oh, down in a hole.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or that song about being in Vietnam and, yeah, that Rooster song.
Rooster, uh-huh. Yeah. There's like about 5 or 6, like, tear your heart out. Throw it on the floor, stomp on it, and flush down the toilet.
Household pets.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
Okay, there you go. That's Ethan. Ed, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
What do you got, brother?
Top five. Well, first of all, the Roto-Rooter commercial following the top five most depressing songs of all time. Absolutely gives it.
I'm 180. I sang this song. Yeah.
I had visions of people's wrist flesh.
I like that spot, though. I like it because it's got the guy from back in the day who sang the original one. And it reminds me of the Mr. Plow song from the Simpsons.
Yeah, totally.
Second of all, I'm on my way to take an entrance exam that could potentially afford 2 years of straight-A performance in school. And I'm thinking after those songs, it's not so bad. I'm okay.
Well, see, we're trying to put everything in perspective.
There's always right. Work at the post office.
Thanks so much. Just keep it up on Fridays. I think that's a great idea.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Ed. Yeah, that's a great idea. We're going to make that a recurring thing. Every Friday, we're going to play a song. The goal of just trying to make you kill yourself.
Great.
Rob, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener.
Thank you. All right. What have you? What's up? What do you got?
Well, everybody likes Jaws, don't they?
You're going to do making
doesn't?
A scene here.
Right. Exactly. I'm going to do the Quint speech.
Excellent.
Jaws 1.
I've been waiting for somebody to do Quint's speech from Jaws. This is making a scene where if you can act out all or part of a scene by yourself, you win a pair of film passes. And this is one of the all-time great movie scenes. I've been waiting for somebody to do this. Nobody has. All right. The floor is yours, my friend.
Y'all know me. You know how I earn a living. I'll catch that fish for you. But it's not going to be easy. It's not like catching bluegills or poppycock. It's a tough fish. It'll swallow you whole, a little chewing, a little marinating, and down you go. No, I'll catch that fish for you, but I value my life a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll find him for $3,000, but I'll catch him and kill him for $10,000. No, $10,000 for me by myself. I don't need any mates. There's too many captains on this island. $10,000 for me by myself, and for that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr.
That was great.
Mr. Quint, we'll take it under advisement.
Indeed, absolutely.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Guys.
Hold on a second, Rob. Well done, my friend.
Nice. Impressive making C contestants today.
Is that $10,000 in cash or check?
We'll be back after this.
What exactly do you do when I'm not with you?
Rick Emerson, right here on Max 910, talk radio for guys.
It doesn't really matter. All right, 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Rick, thanks for cheering me up. I was feeling a little down. And after the top five today, so much better. I think I will go listen to The Wall now and let the happy times continue.
And then finish up with the final cut.
Little Lou Reed. What's coming up at filmfever.org?
We actually are going to have a contest, an exclusive mailing contest for passes for two films next week for that Ashton Kutcher, Bernie Mac film, Guess Who, and also The Beauty Shop. So if you want to join Film Fever's mailing list, drop me an email, scott@filmfever.org, and these two contests will be exclusive for my mailing list at scott@filmfever.org, and you will be on my mailing list to win passes to those two films. Also, we have a review of The Jacket up on their website right now, written by my good friend Brett, and my reviews for Robots and Hostage will be up later on this afternoon.
All right. Let's see. What is coming up next week that I have not gotten to this week? Well, a whole pile of things. I probably shouldn't even bother. We'll have more Xbox sound next week. That'll be exciting. Next week we will do top five gadgets. I haven't talked about this this big box we got in the mail yesterday. I haven't done that. We've got myriad watches we didn't get to and all that stuff. But yeah, and we have, well, that's the other, and one especially, right? The one.
Yeah, we have a thing to talk about.
Yeah, next week we do have a big announcement we're going to make, so I don't want to say anything more about it. But coming up, I think Monday. Coming up on Monday, we do have a huge announcement to make, so you're going to be listening for that. In the meantime, the website is filmfever.org.
Yes, sir.
You go to rickemerson.com. You can check out everything, like the Bigger Than Jesus production blog. You can see Sarah Dillon's Band-Aid, all that. Sarah Dillon heard Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Alternative Mornings to Sarah and Greg, 94.7 FM. On the phones today, Kyle and Tim Riley in the Max 910 Newsroom. Don and Mike next. We'll see you in 69 hours, Monday at 9:02. Have a safe weekend, y'all. Thanks for listening. And don't let the bastards grind it down. We'll see you Monday. Thanks. Bye.